Now it's 6:30. It's like an hour until you could do that.
There you go.
More on top of
that. You're recording. Oh,
okay. Okay, I call the meeting of Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee to order. We have...
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. We have the minutes sign off for the 3rd of November meeting.
I'm over.
Well, we have to sign. We have to approve them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for November 3rd, additions, deletions, corrections, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then
abstaining.
You weren't here.
Yeah.
You were like cruising somewhere.
Yeah. I was in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad for you.
Yeah, it was a rough time, I tell
you. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You timed that when when it went out on our screen, you were having a sip of tea, right?
I'll also entertain a motion for the November 12th meeting minutes.
I'll read them all. I'll sign it.
Motion to approve?
Yes.
November 12th? Does anybody want to approve?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Move.
Mary Beth. Second? Okay. Ken? Additions, deletions, corrections? Okay. All in favor?
Jay's
perfect. Aye. Okay. Aye. Opposed? Okay, the sheriff has somewhere he's got to be, so he asked if he could just kind of go first. We have his report is attached.
Self-explanatory, we're right on target like we have been for the last 8 years.
Okay, cool.
So there's really no questions about my report. If there is, I can answer them. It's self-explanatory.
All right. If none... I'll go to resolutions. The first resolution is 471, approving the execution of contract excess of $50,000 entered into by County Airmark for the Ulster County Sheriff. This is for the jail?
It is.
Okay.
I'm open for discussion.
Okay.
I'll second it for discussion.
Mary Beth, second. Discussion?
I just want to know what it says with this cook thing. What is it about the cook?
Major Becker can explain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When we went to Aramark with the contract, we had two county cooks still working for us. We didn't want to lay them off at the time, so they stayed on.
Okay.
The Aramark contract basically states that as they retire through attrition, they would hire Aramark cooks in their place. So last year, one of our county cooks retired, and she's being replaced with an Aramark cook.
Okay.
And the only way we can do it is through the price per meal, and it's going to go up like eight cents a meal to pay for the Aramark cook.
Okay.
And basically, Evelyn Chase was the cook. She was making with benefits $70,000 a year. The Aramark cook's going to make $39,000 with benefits. So it's
okay.
You know, it's
okay. All right.
Pretty much clean cut.
Go ahead. Ken?
No, I just said sounds good to me. Go ahead.
Don?
Is Aramark the only bidder we had?
They were.
Right, so we should take the, it's not, I don't find anything wrong with this, but by the same token.
Yeah, the county is ultimately going to save close to $40,000.
Yeah. So, there's nothing wrong with the contract in any way, but if they're the only respondent as well, it's like, it's a slant.
Right, it says in their contract that this will happen when the county cooks retire, Aramark will hire the cook.
But there's nobody else in the wings to say anything about them. So.
And when will the other cook? You said there was one more?
We have one more still.
And when will that person retire? It's not in the immediate.
I don't know when. She hasn't even mentioned it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Anything else? And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Great. Anything else, Paul?
No, I'm just waiting to see 472.
Oh, 470. Oh, I'm sorry. I saw emergency management.
It has nothing to do with us, but I would make...
Oh, okay. Okay, then...
I would only make a comment.
472, approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 by the County Motorola Solutions Emergency Management. I'll have a
motion. Move for discussion.
For discussion.
Second.
Mary Beth. Peter, second. Discussion.
My only comment, as has been constantly, is we shouldn't pass a resolution through committee unless somebody from that department, and I don't mean somebody from the county executive's office, but, you know, Steve's great, and I'm sure this is a great resolution, and I support him 100%. But, you know, we show up, sheriff's office shows up at every meeting.
Yep.
Yep, and we
should be here?
And this
Steve from
Steve from Emergency Management.
Steve Peterson. Peterson.
So
the new art.
What is what's the flavor of the committee? You want to act on it, or you want to hold it off? And
well, how important is it that we act on it?
Well, I don't think it's that important.
We could also have a special meeting.
Oh, it is.
It's important. Okay. Oh, this was from yesterday that I couldn't make.
Well, okay, Bob, what do you know about?
Well, it's in all with regard to the sheriff's comment, I understand the sheriff's elected and should be at these meetings, so that's his choice. I suggested that since Mr. Peterson had quite a busy last weekend, starting with a major snowstorm, power outages, emergency heating, and ended with a fire in the town of Esopus that he responded to as a fire chief. I was going to give him a night off, so hope the committee understands that.
Okay.
This is the 24/7 response to repair and maintenance on fire and EMS, the consoles, and all the broadcast equipment. The reason for the apparent less than $5,000 a month cost is we have a 24/7 response consistently up there, and there's 24/7 repair, maintenance, and support response from Motorola. So that's the issue.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are we in this, Bob? Are we paying for, like, let's say, this is for the dispatching the dispatching towers as well?
No.
Tower. This is just for the consoles. And
it's
for
listed on all the various components that make up the dispatch for fire and EMS.
Is this the low band and high band, since you're talking EMS and fire?
Yeah, it's everything to all the dispatch.
All right. Is any, if I could just one more thing, if is any, is there going to be any effect on this based upon Motorola and other companies no longer servicing low band equipment?
No, this is
okay.
Peter, question? Mary Beth?
Oh, thank you, Peter. And we do this every. Thanks, Bob. We do this every year.
Yes.
Is this amount the same this year as it was last year? Was that's
pretty much? I think there was like a 3% increase.
Okay.
And there's a three-tiered response.
Okay.
A level one response is within 2 hours. Level two response is within 4 hours. A level three response is 24 hours. That is all built into the contract. Per the incident of required response. So in other words, if we had a catastrophic failure, that would be quick. If something was just that we could use another piece of equipment as a backup, it would be less.
Thank you.
Don? Oh, I'm sorry, Peter.
I just want to say one thing, and I said this before, Bob. When we have something like this, I believe we should have somebody here that handles it, so that if anybody does have questions, they can answer it.
If anybody has questions, we'll, the meeting was changed. Steve was had other commitments tonight. He originally had it booked in for next Monday night, like I did. So.
But if somebody has questions, I would like to for them to be able to reach out. And
sometimes it's not going to happen. And I also would say that the resolutions, when Jay sent those out, it was listed, and I would also hope that if there was questions prior to tonight, that we would have the opportunity to get the research necessary. I didn't hear anything. There was questions, or
you're right. But the difference is, all the legislators are part time, as opposed to full time, and they have other things to do as well.
So, do we have questions then?
And I'm saying, if people have questions, that's the whole purpose for having somebody here.
Well, that's also why we send out everything ahead of time, so people can review and prepare. So.
Do we have questions? Other questions, Don?
Well, I note that this is an amendment to an existing contract.
Correct.
So there's been experience with this over the last several years.
Yes.
based upon that experience, if there are questions about costs and things along that, what's the experience been?
The experience has, you know, the equipment's 10 years old. Yeah. So we are faced with either this kind of a repair scenario or building in, and I think that's what Legislator Ron was talking about, is
right. What
are the next steps? And that's what we are doing with the last grant that this committee saw, which was $928,000, which is tower-related. Mm-hmm. This is, and we're working on a grant now to upgrade and replace all the equipment.
Well,
also, okay, this is the only game in town, really.
I understand.
Because it's the manufacturer, the equipment.
Since we don't have everything here that we would want in a perfect scenario, there's a history of the last couple of years in terms around in costs and benefits and things along that line. Are we disappointed in any?
This is our vendor. That's why we're not choosing to go out to an RFP for a different vendor.
Yeah.
We've had a good history with Motorola.
That's
Motorola
what I wanted to know.
Okay. Our contract with our new tower equipment, and to both Steve and Art, and I talked with Art before he left, this to him was the best way to go.
Okay.
So.
And as part of the capital project that starts, I think, in 17 is will eventually replace
all of it.
Towers and all of
them. Yeah. Right, yeah. I mean, everything is going to be, you know, we're looking at that. It's that major upgrade.
Do you still have a blank area up around Woodstock?
And there's
come up by me, we got blank areas.
It's going to be a blank area forever, though. You're never going to, I mean, in the Pine Hill area in particular, you're never going to be able, there's just no line of sight. You're not going to be able to cover that area. Even the new 800 system won't cover that area properly. It'll be a little bit better, but unless you have a repeater on every hill, you're not going to be able to have coverage there.
I'm surprised we don't have some sort of satellite technology that answers that question, though.
We do. It's just extremely expensive. It's cost prohibitive.
And it's one of the things that has been talked about. If we ever get the broadband that we want,
right,
there's clouds or something, there are white clouds or something. I don't understand that crap.
I mean, you can't even get cell service up there. It's
no,
just,
I know
it's
that.
Outrageous.
That's why I've tried when I've been up there.
Yeah. And to put the
God forbid there's an emergency.
On the fire advisory board, what's his name? I forget, the fire chief from up there in Pine Hill. He's an older guy. What's that?
Lowell Smith.
Lowell, that's it. They joke around with Lowell about his communication system, you know, the tin can with the string. And that's how they talk to each other. it's bad.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Any other discussions? Also, just FYI, if it goes through us, it also goes to Ways and Means, so it'll be looked at next week. And
finances.
Yeah.
Tom, so, if I could just, you know,
maybe
Bob,
he wants to be at Ways and Means then.
I totally understand, you know, the busyness of schedules. If we'll just use Steve as an example. If Steve's not going to be able to make it, is it possible to have him just draw up a quick memo explaining what it's for and everything like that? Because if we had something in you know, a document form, I mean, that might be as good as him coming if he can't make it.
Okay.
Or send number two.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't have number two guy.
Yeah, no number two yet.
He doesn't have a number two guy?
No number two.
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
That was easy.
Any old business? Oh, yeah. we also have the minutes for November 18th, the joint meeting. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
The joint Public Health Social Services Committee and law enforcement. Has everybody seen them, November 18th?
I haven't seen them.
All right, so I'll pass them around so folks can read them and then look at them, and then we can...
Not sure what that should say.
It's brief.
Oh, we started to talk, and then we didn't start to talk.
Yeah.
And maybe appropriately so.
Any old business?
I think it was appropriate.
Any old business?
I wasn't here, but I think it was appropriate.
I understand why, but nonetheless... That
new business... January 21st, Wednesday, 1 p.m., Medical Department is when they're going to have their quarterly meeting, the Sheriff's Office. with the medical folks, the MAC meeting. January 22nd is at 1 p.m. a Thursday is the snow date. So everybody will get a copy of this. So if you're so interested, and it's at the jail, I believe. So that's where we talked about CMC and the medical thing.
This is, remember we discussed this months ago in regard to insurance, inmates insurance.
Yes.
That's now, I just got that today. So do we want to talk about that now? Or do we, I mean, we already discussed it, but that would come out at this month's meeting then.
Yeah, we're, who
did I got this? That from the county attorney. I just had it, just received it.
Oh, okay.
I just received this back.
Okay.
Today. 20 minutes ago, actually.
Can we maybe make copies for everybody and let them read it and see what it says?
Yeah, I'll do it. That's fine. It's just a resolution.
Okay. All right. So that's a resolution about the medical, but I didn't fully read it. So.
A draft resolution, or?
I guess it came from the county attorney, but about medical and dental insurance. So I don't know what the rest of it is.
For the inmates?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if they have insurance or what we do, if they don't have insurance and so on. So.
I feel like we've dealt with that before.
So, any other new business, anything? What's your flavor with what Peter has? Do you want to get a copy?
Is it in the packet?
No, he only just got it.
Well, so
get it, read it, and
we'll come back with thoughts next
month. Okay, all right, fine. We'll put it on the agenda for next month then.
I sort of have a question because I wasn't here for it. We're going to have a special meeting on building security, or a special committee on building security, or a joint committee on, no, nothing?
Cappy was supposed to, he can tell you, he's supposed to do a policy. Rich Parody has an email out to us for his ideas for Tracy's resolution. You could
Tracy has instructed me to formulate a resolution. I've given that to there's a resolution in the packet. That's kind of one parallel. The other parallel is I've been asked with other people put together a policy for building security, which is an incredibly broad.
Well, yeah,
it's an incredibly broad request.
But there is a meeting on the 10th.
But with everything going on,
yes.
Let's see what it says.
But that'll
be discussed in that meeting at 10th.
All right.
Between the five of us, if we
that will be
quick
for
and,
the resolution that's currently
for 15 minutes prior
in the packet
to like caucus.
You may extend beyond that,
but there's two kind of parallel tracks. Tracy's resolution, and then there's the broader kind of we've talked to
the
general's office, etc.
That's laws and rules.
It's a Monday, isn't it?
No, it's 15th.
15th, is it? I think I got the wrong thing.
I was going to say, because the next Wednesday.
There's
the Monday, right?
The
15th. I got the wrong date.
Yeah, December 15th at 6.
So that's after caucus and before session.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a copy of that, read it over if we think
the interesting part is that the resolution would co-opt the policy if it's adopted, right? If there's a resolution, it could co-opt the policy if it's adopted, and that's the point of it.
No,
you don't want to move the resolution if you're.
I think the resolution is incredibly narrow.
I understand that, but if it's said this is what we're doing, then the policy has to work around it.
Yes.
That's the point of having the meeting.
I don't think there's any question the policy has to work around it. Kind of, you're right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Unless I can't.
Just a reminder, workplace violence prevention.
I don't think you guys adopted the 18th minutes on
the way there.
I got them over here. I haven't seen them yet.
You got them emailed, though, correct?
I've got so much email, I could not say no to you.
I don't know. In the words I've always used.
Okay. I cannot say no.
Famous quote, what are they going to do, take my birthday away?
Okay. I'd like them to take my birthday away.
I'm going
to
go in the next one.
Get younger. Go back.
I saw this. Yes, I did see that.
Oh, you're not with me yet.
Anti-workplace, pro-work.
I did see that.
So we really have to get it?
Yeah, we're just going to look at these minutes.
When they meet Jago,
yeah,
she says, what do you mean? I already
just
know.
Just got these minutes.
Oh, all right.
I heard all you. I don't feel safe. You have to repeat that.
I did see that. I did see. I did get it because everything here I know. I did read.
2 days ago.
I've been in bed for 2 days.
No, but I'm looking at things I've seen before.
I haven't gotten out of bed. I mean, it's like deja vu. Today from yesterday. Day before I was in bed yesterday.
I'll move on.
I'm okay with this.
Okay.
Oh, I can't.
Where'd you say?
I wasn't there. All right. Second, Don. Additions, deletions, corrections?
I don't know. Then he can't.
Oh, yeah. I thought you
were. I was there.
Litsky, Gorey's, Peter was here, and I was here.
Representative of what happened.
So the three of us have to sign. Just the three of us.
Oh, Mary Beth.
Okay.
Mary Beth.
Sounds like the deal.
He said, did you bring anything up to me?
Oh, yeah, Mary Beth. And no, Mary Beth was excused, and so was Ken. So you're okay.
You don't even know where you've been.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Did I miss a meeting?
Well, so it's just the three of us, though. So
I'm sorry. When they went into the ill-advised executive
Peter,
session,
all in favor?
I agree with you. I actually called Jim Nanny and said I wasn't there. Opposed. Your article was really unfair.
Then agreed. Nothing else.
Move. We adjourn.
Second. Opposed. Any all in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you all.
Can I just see that where I wasn't?
Cut this off.
Where was I?